This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do it. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
Mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 944. Vitamin O, or vitamin outside, and Birthday Reset, both by Becca Schoen of MinimalWellness.com, and I'm Dr. Neil. Hey there, welcome back to Optimal Health Daily, where I act as your narrator of the best health and fitness blogs, all for free. I cover fitness, nutrition, stress management, weight management, and lots more, kind of like an audiobook, but from a bunch of different authors. And then on Fridays, which is tomorrow, I answer your questions right here on the show. Now today, I have two posts for you, so today is kind of like a bang for your buck two-in-one show where we get to two different topics. And I'm sure you're excited to hear all about it, so let's get to today's two posts and start optimizing your life. Vitamin O, or Vitamin Outside, by Becca Schoen of MinimalWellness.com. There is something magical about being outside, surrounded by nature. Grass, rocks, trees, water, wildlife, dirt, fresh air. The natural world has the ability to calm, center, and clear our minds on our most scattered days. I feel blessed to have had the opportunity to spend many cumulative months immersed in nature, camping, backpacking, boating, hiking, and exploring. For me, those adventures coupled with emerging research have illuminated the transformational power of being outside. Studies are now showing what many people and cultures have intuitively known for centuries. Humans need and benefit tremendously from a connection to the outdoors, and when our world is devoid of nature, we experience discord. People with a closer connection to the natural world have lower stress levels and increased feelings of happiness, vitality, life satisfaction, self-confidence, and self-discipline. Immersion in nature cultivates feelings of connection and cohesion, important feelings to nurture in our ever-disconnected and fragmented world. Being outside helps humans understand that they're an integral part of the rhythm of life on this planet, but also the clear understanding that life will go on without us. It gives us perspective. Yet, our modern lifestyles result in a decreased connection in the natural world. Most of us now live in cities instead of rural areas and spend almost all of our lives inside. Even if we manage to spend time outside, the built urban environment often lacks natural elements. This results in a vitamin O deficiency. Interestingly, indoor plants, or simply having views to trees or grass outside, can be beneficial. We know that a view of nature speeds surgery recovery time in hospitalized patients and improves attention, satisfaction, and performance in the workplace. If windows are not accessible, or if there's simply no nature to be seen out the window, indoor plants can have a powerful positive effect. Office workers who have plants in their workspace report fewer sick days and lower stress levels when compared to their counterparts that don't have plants in their offices. And patients in hospital rooms with plants have lower self-reported levels of stress and better pain tolerance than patients in rooms without plants. Indoor plants also improve air quality by removing toxins and carbon dioxide and by producing oxygen. Children are especially at risk from the societal decline in outdoor time. Not only do they miss out on the direct benefits of energy expenditure, the natural world is our first and arguably best classroom. Many studies have demonstrated the positive effect of time outside on academic achievement, with higher test scores seen across academic disciplines and improved problem-solving ability, attention, self-esteem, and creativity. Exposure to bacteria in dirt, grass, and plants has also been theorized as a critical place of seed bacteria for a healthy human microbiome. Ample time outdoors is beneficial for all children, but especially those with attention, social, and integration issues, like those with ADD, ADHD, those on the autism spectrum, those with sensory processing disorders, and so on. Unfortunately, children are spending dramatically less time outside than previous generations, and this loss of the nature connection has been posited as one part of the equation driving increases in childhood depression, anxiety, and even obesity. Some researchers hypothesize that there is a particularly critical time in childhood to develop a deep affinity for nature. If that connection isn't established, it's thought that it is more challenging to relate with nature and reap the positive benefits of that relationship. So getting kids outside early and often is invaluable. Whether you find nature in a small neighborhood park or a vast expanse of wilderness, the time spent outdoors will provide innumerable benefits. If you combine outdoor time with family time, physical activity, or meditation, the benefits will be even greater. It's time to head outside. Birthday Reset by Becca Schoen of minimalwellness.com. I turned 35 at the end of March. No longer am I an angsty young adult with a deficit of life experience. To celebrate, I gave myself an early birthday gift, a reset. Now I will enter my 35th year older, wiser, stronger, smarter, and better. My life, because of its flaws, is beautiful. I'm squarely in the appreciation phase of being a mother, something that has taken me 4 years to achieve. I've dated, been married, and divorced, and have fortunately found a love I didn't know could exist in my new partner. The route to find my purpose was not straight. Very few are. But I do consider myself lucky to have found my ikigai, or purpose. I managed to pull my shamble of a college career together and secured gainful employment. Upon moving to Montana, I enjoyed and grew in a challenging work environment and completed a master's degree. Nearly 1 year ago, I opted to leave my 9-to-5 and dive headfirst into being my own boss. I understand my values and am capable of aligning my actions and habits accordingly. Staring down my 35th birthday, I admit, things are really good, but I want to function and feel better than good. I want to be outstanding. To get there, I need a tune-up, a reset. I decided to go all in on the things I've been kicking around in my head and giving half-hearted attempts at changing, launching a new program for minimal wellness, doing high-intensity interval training, cutting added sugar out of my diet, committing to daily meditation, completely abstaining from alcohol, doing a caffeine detox, and incorporating long sauna sessions into my weekly wellness routine. But none of these changes were extreme. For example, I'm a regular exerciser, but I decided it was time to increase the frequency and intensity of my workouts. I want to feel like an athlete again. I already consume relatively little added sugar, so completely eliminating it wasn't a big stretch. And I've toyed around with meditation for a couple of years, but have never dedicated myself to a daily practice. What I found was that the non-negotiable commitment I made to myself to implement these concrete actions over a defined period of time made all the difference. My early success with each discrete task helped build momentum and synergy. Eliminating added sugars helped stabilize my blood sugar and energy. The high-intensity interval training exercises were physically demanding. Developing the reset program was mentally challenging. Meditating was calming and centering. And the detoxifying actions, no alcohol, less caffeine, using a sauna, helped with everything, including my sleep. After 23 days, I am stronger mentally and physically. My thinking is clearer. My energy levels are higher. I sleep better, and I developed the habits required to continue feeling fantastic and performing optimally. I've gone from good to fantastic in just over 3 weeks, and I'm excited to welcome the next year of my life. The difference between great and outstanding in terms of effort is relatively small, but the difference in outcome is tremendous. When you put in all the effort, you get all the results. You just listened to the posts titled Vitamin O or Vitamin Outside and Birthday Reset, both by Becca Schoen of minimalwellness.com. We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search. Match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Dr. Neil here for my commentary. Going back to this idea of being one with nature, some of my friends have poked fun at me in the past because I seem to be so anti-spending time in nature, but that's just not true. I actually do enjoy nature, but just under my terms. I like skiing, for example. And so I love being on the mountain slopes and hearing the crunch of my skis on the snow, smelling that crisp, clean air, and feeling that clean air in my lungs. That, to me, is perfect. But I'm not an avid hiker. For me, I just don't appreciate going on hikes. I'd rather be in the gym and getting in a workout as opposed to taking a hike. But I do enjoy going to the beach. I like to take a good book and relax on the sand and sit there just for a couple of hours reading and then occasionally pausing to listen to the sounds, take a quick dip in the water, come back, pick up my book again. That to me is perfect. And what's interesting is when we look at some of the studies, and granted there aren't that many yet, but what we're finding is when we walk barefoot on the ground, we might be transferring electrons or free radicals from the body to the ground. And that may help promote optimal health and wellness. Really fascinating, but need more research to know truly what's going on. And with regards to the birthday reset post, I recently had a milestone birthday myself. I'm not going to tell you which milestone that was, but I took a moment and did my own little reset too. It wasn't along the same lines as what Becca mentioned, but instead, I just wrote down everything that I could remember that I have experienced, accomplished, or just simply done in my life. Anything that came to mind, I wrote down, whether it was things that related to my work, my personal life, things I had been doing for fun. And the purpose of this was to take a moment, look back at my life, and see all the things that I have experienced or accomplished. And I found that to be very cathartic. And if you actually take the time to do this, I guarantee you'll probably have a list longer than you could have ever imagined. But what was missing from my list and what Becca was mentioning was that we need to take this list a step further. We need to think about setting new goals for ourselves, new goals for the next year or 5 years or 10 years of our lives. And so that in another year or 5 years or 10 years, we can relist the things that we've accomplished, do another birthday reset, and continue moving forward and continue maximizing our potential. All right, that'll do it for today. I hope you have a great rest of your day, and I'll see you back here tomorrow for the Friday Q&A and where your optimal life awaits.